This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. An organization in the Southeast United States, it's helping veterans transition from national security to food security. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
We've all heard the saying, food security is national security. Few people take both food and national security more seriously than veterans in agriculture, such as Matthew and Kara Rutter, who have established Project Victory Gardens in Townville, South Carolina. Project Victory Gardens aims to bring more former service members onto the farm. Kara said they do this through a number of methods.
We have an internship program for transitioning service members that are interested in farming and agriculture. We do a program called Farmer Boot Camp that we do 5 or 6 times a year. And that's a great kind of introduction to farming and the business side of things, as well as getting your hands dirty on the farm.
Matthew added that Project Victory Gardens is part of the Department of Defense SkillBridge program, which helps military members transition into their next career.
The military allows veterans in their last, 4 or 5 months of service to go intern somewhere. And so we wrote the curriculum and designed this internship program, and it's based off of a consortium. And we can bring any veteran that's getting out of the military that gets approval by their chain of command into South Carolina and put them on anything that smells like agriculture. But any farm in South Carolina, any farm business, farm bureau, farm credit, anything that is associated with agriculture or ag adjacent, we can place them.
For more information, visit projectvictorygardens.org. You can find this story and more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those 5 ag news stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.